بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. press release. a martyred Shaheed infant. when will the counting of victims end? when will the people of blood rise to avenge them? the Palestinian Ministry of Health stated that occupation forces opened fire on a vehicle carrying Palestinian civilians in the city of Hebron in the southern occupied West Bank, resulting in the martyrdom of 7-month-old infant Sam Abu Hikal while he was in his mother's arms. His mother and father were also wounded. Throughout the past 2 years, amid the intensity of the war on Gaza, the world rushed to count the victims. Breaths were held as other numbers climbed rapidly, dozens upon dozens, eventually reaching tens of thousands of martyrs. But after guarantors and mediators intervened and the bodies of those killed from the Jewish entity were handed over, the world forgot its task of counting the martyrs. The West Bank shares Gaza's pain just as it shares the occupation. Martyr after martyr ascends. A father is martyred at the hospital door while waiting for his child to come into the world. Women and children are killed. Infant Sam is another martyr who has departed to paradise before even uttering the word mama. Yet the Jewish entity knows nothing but hatred, encouraged by rabbis from their scriptures and instilled into the minds of their soldiers. Kill every Palestinian, exterminate them, and kill the fetuses in their mother's wombs. So why do the officers and soldiers of the Muslim armies remain indifferent? What is the matter with you that when you are told to march in the path of Allah, you cling heavily to the ground? What is the matter with you that when you are told to rise and liberate the blessed land, you cover yourselves with your garments? When will you stop treating the blood of our martyrs as mere statistics and begin to feel the weight of the trust resting upon your shoulders? By Allah, you are accountable, and every drop of blood will stand against you on the tremendous day when hearts will be overwhelmed and eyes will stare in horror. Then neither ruler nor official will be able to intercede for you. You will die, and the angels will take your souls, and it will be said to you, and you have come to us alone as we created you the first time, and you have left whatever we bestowed upon you behind your backs, and we did not see with you your intercessors whom you claimed were partners concerning you. Now all relations between you have been cut off, and what you used to claim has vanished from you. Surah Al-An'am, verse 94. So come forward to the honor of this world and the hereafter, and remember the words of Allah Almighty. O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told go forth in the cause of Allah, you cling heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter except that little, if you do not go forth? He will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him at all. And Allah is over all things competent. Surah At-Tawbah, verse 38-39. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.